And it's Friday when we go on stage to look at what's happening on the boards across the country, from poetry slams to today, dance festivals. That's the Black Ice Step Team of the College of New Rochelle in New York at that school's Straw Fest. Before that, we heard a dance performance at the Yuma Hip Hop Festival in Yuma, Arizona, and to start, the Irish Dance Festival in New York City. And now, let's go to Hoop Camp. They call themselves the largest yearly gathering of the hoop dance community. It's being held next week in the Tibetan Retreat Center in Santa Cruz, California. Hoop Camp is in its seventh year. It was started by Heather Troy, who has a hoop troupe called the Hoopalites, and she joins us now. And Heather, many of us know people who hoop, dancing with hula hoops and specialized hoops. Describe it more. What is this?
It's a wonderful tool for personal transformation. We call ourselves hoopers, and we share all the joy and health and fitness and empowerment and community and fun that hooping brings into people's lives.
Stay with the fitness part. This is hard. This isn't, you know, the way we used to hula hoop in the driveway. This started about 10 years ago after the jam band, the String Cheese Incident, started throwing out hoops at their concerts. But these are traditional hula hoops along with hoops, heavier hoops made with irrigation tubing. Why is that better?
These hoops are slightly weighted and larger, so they're actually easier to spin. So the movement that started with the String Cheese throwing out hoops to the crowd was picked up by a few key people in the hoop movement. Anna Reichenbach of Hoop Revolution really started the movement, and she started teaching all these new tricks and moves. Mm-hmm. They now also have LED hoops, so hoops with lights in them. So it's become a whole movement of people, almost like a cottage industry of people making their own hoops in their communities with this irrigation tubing and sparkle tape. And
well, and the choreography is amazing. We have a performance from last year's hoop camp, and we'll have this at herenow.org. This is hooper Matthew Peretta. Let's listen. What we're seeing in the upper body strength is just incredible. He has four hoops. They are going different ways. Now they look like butterfly wings. Now they look like torches. They're going so fast. He's hooping with his head. I mean, the strength is incredible. It's quite something. It's being called part of the flow arts movement. You call yourselves play professionals. What does it feel like when you're doing it?
It's actually a wonderful feeling. It really gets you into the present moment. It's almost like a drumbeat on your body. So you feel very empowered as you spin and move and flow with this movement tool.
I have a former sister-in-law who apparently is in your community.
Yes.
Sandy Schwartz. I mean, I've seen her do this. It's stunning. But how is it different from arrhythmia? We've seen the Olympic athletes who use hoops and balls and streamers. How's this different from that?
It's very much a grassroots movement of people embracing this type of hoop that is made out of irrigation tubing, but very similar in that a lot of the moves and tricks take a bit of training and practice. So like the rhythmic gymnastics who are training for the Olympics, we hoopers are just training because we want to learn all these new moves and we want to share it with people. And there is a website called hooping.org that's started by Hooper Philo, where the community meets, where there's move shares, trick shares. Everyone's coming up with these amazing new moves to share with people. And so there's lots of videos out there.
Well, for instance, before we let you go, we know one of the events at Hoop Camp coming up is a twerking unicorn relay race. What is that?
Yes. That is part of the play that hoopers enjoy. It is a move where you actually bend at the waist with your arms on the ground, and you do a twerk move and you move forward with it. And so we are going to have a very fun twerking unicorn race at Hoop Camp this year.
There is no hoop involved in that.
Yes, there is a hoop. The hoop is around your waist.
Oh my God.
So you're leaning forward and moving, twerking and moving like a horse/unicorn.
And hooping at the same time.
Hooping, yes.
It's something. Again, we'll have pictures at herenow.org and information about Hoop Camp coming up next week. Heather Troy, who's the organizer, have fun.
Thank you so much.